Okay, well, we're going to do it. We're going to stick with the folk music just for one more set. We're going to have our little Nick Drake tribute set. We haven't done a Nick Drake tribute set in a while, and I think it's time. I do. And here's somebody who's certainly been influenced by Nick Drake over the years. One of our finest British contemporaries, Mr. Robin Hitchcock. This is from a little rarity album he put out not too long ago. And this is a song called I Saw Nick Drake.
Hello, this is Robin Hitchcock, and you are downtown and underground and presumably out of sight in the darkness somewhere, but you're with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
You're rare, rare, fine. trouble cured for troubled mind. And time has told me not to ask for more. Someday find it sure. So I'll leave the ways that are making me be how I really don't wanna be. I'll leave the ways that are making me love what I really.
Hi, this is Kelly Willis, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Which will you go for? Which will you love? Which will you choose from? From the stars above? Which will you answer? which will you take for? For your one and all. Tell me now, which will you love the best? Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which will you choose now? If you won't choose mine. Which will you hope for? Which can it be? Which will you take now? If you won't take me.
Hi, this is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Bingo Moon is on his way. So I written and I saw it say, Bingo Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Bingo Moon, gonna get you home. It's a Bingo Moon.
Wow, I had station IDs for everybody in that set except for Nick Drake. wasn't able to snag Nick Drake backstage, unfortunately, before he passed away about 50 years ago or something. Ah, that was Nick Drake right there. Pink Moon, title track to that album. Did you feel the urge to go out and buy a Volkswagen? I think you did. Yes, all those songs in that set were Nick Drake songs. It's true. What did we hear in there? We heard Lucinda Williams from her second album, Sweet Old World, and a Nick Drake song called Which Will. We heard Kelly Willis from her album, What I Deserve. And what did she do? Where'd that album go? Kelly, where'd you go? Kelly disappeared. Oh, there she is. Hold on. And you probably noticed something a little special about that Kelly Willis track. It was called Time Has Told Me. There's something about it. I know you caught it when you're listening to it. There was something about it. It just jumped out at you. More so than any other song, really, that I've played tonight. And that's because this CD is autographed. It's true. That's what autographs do. They just add that certain little something. You know, technically, you know, it shouldn't make a difference, really. I mean, it's not even autographed on the CD itself. It's autographed on the booklet. Still, it sounds better. How is that? How is that? What makes that happen? I don't know. We'll have to get one of them scientists in here one day, and we'll ask them about that. Why do autographed CDs sound better than unautographed ones? I don't know. The top of the set was Mr. Robin Hitchcock with a song called I Saw Nick Drake. How about that, huh? Well, I saw Sunvolt about a year ago, and they were quite awesome. And it's very exciting that they're playing the Folk Festival this coming July. Yes, indeed. And I've been looking forward to that for a while. Then all of a sudden, right out of the blue, bam, it gets announced that Wilco was playing the week before. Yes, the old Uncle Tupelo bandmate of Mr. Jay Farrar's is coming to town again. Jeff Tweedy and his Wilco mates coming back. Very exciting. Tickets went on sale today. The pre-sale thing happened. You might still be able to get tickets right now from wilcoworld.net. Otherwise, they're going back on sale on Friday. Yeah, very exciting that the two Uncle Tupelo dudes playing our fair town within a week of each other. Good thing there's at least that much time in between because, could get ugly. Could get ugly. But we're going to hear both them fellers. Hopefully these discs won't start battling each other. We're going to hear Jay Farrar in solo mode, as a matter of fact, from an album called Brown Eyed Handsome Man. It's the city of St. Louis paying tribute to the father of rock and roll, Mr. Chuck Berry. Yes, indeed. Of course, Jeff and Jay coming from St. Louis. And Jay isn't on this album, Jeff isn't on the album, but Jay is. We're going to hear Jay's version of Chuck Berry's Why Should We End This Way? But first up, this one here, I think we're going to go with. What number? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 8. No, this might be too long. Let's see. How long is this song? This song is 3 minutes and 49 seconds. That's not bad. That's not long at all. We're going to hear this. This is Jeff Tweedy. He did the soundtrack to a movie called Chelsea Walls. And this song here is actually an old Wilco song redone. I'm not even sure that Jeff himself is actually singing this. In fact, I don't think he is. It's credited to Robert Sean Leonard and Steve Zahn. But it's an interesting take on this old Wilco chestnut. It's called The Lonely One.
2, 3, 4. After the show, you walk right past, arms reached out for your autograph. As you flashed your backstage pass, I caught your eye, the camera's flash. band came out, they stood behind you. You stood alone, and the lights went blue. You stood alone in the halo's haze. Shining guitar hung on gold lames, and you were the lonely one. You were
should lose you, it'll hurt so bad. You are the only love that I've had. Tell me why should it end this way? You know it hurts me. Should go. Tell me why should we end this way?
gotcha.
Pilot for the day, wash the sins away, loves to see the Rangers play. His daddy has a job in Washington, wants to raise a Harvard son.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Kiss colors, beautiful and stone.
from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. That was Wilco and heavy metal drummer. They'll be in town on Canada Day. Yeah, it's true. Canada Day. Wilco. What could be more Canadian than rocking out with Wilco? I don't know. Before that, Jeff Tweedy's old pal, Jay Farrar, and his band Sun Volt from their most recent album, Okima and the Melody of Riot. We heard a little number called Jet Pilot. I wonder who that one was about. Were you paying attention? Yeah. Yeah, Jay Farrar's solo before that from the album Brown Eyed Handsome Man, a tribute to Chuck Berry from all St. Louis artists. We heard Jay's version of Why Should We End This Way? And something from a soundtrack by Jeff Tweedy before that. Soundtrack to an album or to a movie called Chelsea Walls. We heard a revisit to an old Wilco song called The Lonely One.